الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولذكر الله أكبر صدق الله العظيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. The remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a beacon of spiritual vitality, a reservoir of spiritual resilience, and a powerhouse of spiritual energy. As Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, مَثَلُ الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ وَالَّذِي لَا يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ مَثَلُ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيِّتِ. The similarity of a person who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and a person who does not make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like a vibrant living being and a lifeless corpse. This is further expressed in the following analogy mentioned by the scholars of the past. الذِّكْرُ لِلْقَلْبِ مِثْلُ الْمَاءِ لِلْسَّمَكِ إِذَا فَارَقَ الْمَاءَ فَكَيْفَ يَكُونُ حَالُهُ. That dhikr for the heart is like water for a fish. If a fish is separated from the water, then what will be the condition? It will cease to exist. So in the same light, the heart will cease to exist if there is no remembrance and dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every person goes through some sort of trial, adversity, hurdle, and struggle in life, which naturally causes a sense of anxiety and fear in the heart. However, Allah Ta'ala provides us with the ultimate remedy, explaining in Surah Al-Ra'd, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Know well that with the dhikr and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the heart will get contentment. To maximize this remedy, Imam Nawawi and Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawzi rahmahumullah discuss that the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists on different levels of depth. Ideally, dhikr should engage both the heart and the tongue simultaneously, which culminates in the most complete form of devotion. The second level is the silent remembrance of the heart alone. Meanwhile, the lowest level of dhikr is performed by the tongue without engaging the heart. Yet here too, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us, and this will be a means of getting the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This deep connection between the inner state and the vocal expression is captured beautifully by Yahya bin Mu'adh rahmahumullah, where he said, Al-qulubu kal-quduri fi sudur taghli bima fiha wa magharifuha al-sinatuha. Hearts are like cooking pots within the chest, boiling with what they contain, and their tongues are the ladles, meaning whatever fills the heart will inevitably be scooped out and expressed by the tongue. To truly understand how this internal peace translates into external strength, consider how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the believers to respond during the most terrifying moments of conflict. Where Allah Ta'ala mentions, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا لَقِيتُمْ فِئَةً فَاثْبُتُوا وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. That believers, when you encounter the enemy forces, then remain steadfast while you increase in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Commenting on this powerful connection between the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and steadfastness, Imam Qurtubi rahmahumullah explained, Usbutu biqulubikum wazkuruhu bialsinatikum. That remain steadfast with your heart whilst you are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with your tongue. Imam Qurtubi further explains, فَإِنَّ الْقَلْبَ لَا يَسْكُنُ عِنْدَ اللِّقَاءِ وَيَضْطَرِبُ الْلِسَانِ. The heart won't be at ease during confrontation whilst the tongue wavers. And then he further notes, فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَهُ يُعِينُ عَلَى الثَّبَاتِ فِي الشَّدَائِدِ. That verily the dhikr of a person, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that a person involves himself in, this will be a means of assisting him in remaining steadfast when afflicted with difficulties and affliction. Every person is in search of safety and protection amidst the shifting tides of life. Establishing a daily routine of reciting wadaif will provide the ultimate support. Inshallah, through consistent daily remembrance, ears, the tongue moves in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The heart gets anchored and finds calm, turning the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into an unshakable sanctuary that will sustain us through the weight of worldly anxieties, as was described by Imam Qurtubi rahimahumullah. This does not mean that problems will disappear, but the anxieties and the fear associated with the problem will fade away. This is beautifully illustrated in the story of Zakariya alayhi salam. When faced with severe adversity, he was instructed to observe a 3-day period of silence while increasing in his zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This draws attention to how we should not be overwhelmed by conditions, but rather our effort should be focused on gaining and maintaining a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and by adopting the practice of reading daily wazaif. This will be a means of building and maintaining that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every person hopes to be looked at with a sense of personal worth, dignity, and consideration. A person who recites, أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. And then a person recites the last 3 ayat of Surah Hashr, which is, هُوَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ عَالِمُ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ هُوَ الرَّحْمَنُ الرَّحِيمُ هُوَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الْمَلِكُ الْقُدُّوسُ السَّلَامُ الْمُؤْمِنُ الْمُهَيْمِنُ الْعَزِيزُ الْجَبَّارُ الْمُتَكَبِّرُ سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. This person gains a VIP status, meaning that 70,000 angels will be appointed to make dua of maghfirah for him. And if a person recites this in the morning or the evening, and he passes away during the day or he passes away during that night, this person will pass away as being a shaheed. Then Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us that that person who recites the 3 quls, it is as if he is donning a comprehensive shield. When Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, يَكْفِيهِ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, this will suffice him for all evil. Against all evil he will be protected. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. A shield protects a person from the outside evils, but to save your heart from worries, a person should recite, حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. 7 times morning and evening, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of all the person's worries regarding this world and the akhirah. Then if by chance any threat manages to penetrate the shield, it would be neutralized instantly, because a person who recites Bismillahi alladhi la yadur ma'asmi shay'un fil ardi wa la fis sama wa huwa as-sami'ul 'alim. Thrice. Bismillahi alladhi la yadur ma'asmi shay'un fil ardi wa la fis sama wa huwa as-sami'ul 'alim. Bismillahi alladhi la yadur ma'asmi shay'un fil ardi wa la fis sama wa huwa as-sami'ul 'alim. This person will be protected when nothing will be able to harm him. And then to extend this divine protection that a person is blessed with, a person who recites Bismillahi ala deeni wa nafsi wa waladi wa ahli wa mali thrice. Bismillahi ala deeni wa nafsi wa waladi wa ahli wa mali. Bismillahi ala deeni wa nafsi wa waladi wa ahli wa mali. Then a person's property, a person's wealth, a person's family, and a person's deen will be protected. Then a shield protects a person, but what does a person sometimes need to don extra armor? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for protection against certain things, and taught us also to ask Allah ta'ala for protection against certain things. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make the dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-barasi wal-jununi wal-juzami wa sayyil asqam. This should be recited 3 times. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-barasi wal-jununi wal-juzami wa sayyil asqam. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-barasi wal-jununi wal-juzami wa sayyil asqam. That, oh Allah, I ask your protection from white liver, from insanity, from leprosy, and from all fatal diseases. Ulama explained that person who recites Subhanallah al-Azim wa bihamdihi wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah thrice. Subhanallah al-Azim wa bihamdihi wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Subhanallah al-Azim wa bihamdihi wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. A person will be protected from leprosy and all skin diseases. A person will be protected from insanity and all diseases with regard to the mental well-being of a person. A person will be protected from blindness and all illnesses and diseases associated with the eye and the nervous system, the eye and the optic nerve, etc. And a person will be protected from paralysis and all sicknesses with regard to the nervous system and a person's limbs. Then Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make the dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bik min jahdi al-bala wa darraki al-shaqa wa su'i al-qadha wa shamatati al-a'da. Oh Allah, I ask you protection from severe trials, from being overtaken by misery, from an evil taqdeer, an evil decree, and from the malicious joy of enemies. Then Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min fitnatin nar wa azabin nar wa fitnatil qabr wa sharri fitnatil ghina wa sharri fitnatil faqr. Oh Allah, I ask you protection from the trials of Jahannam, and protection from the azab of Jahannam, and protection from the trials of the qabr, and I ask you protection from the evil trials associated with being affluent and wealthy, and I ask you protection from the evil trials associated with poverty. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hammi wal hazn. Oh Allah, I ask you protection from grief and from worry. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنَ الْعَجْزِ وَالْكَسْلِ. And I ask you protection from helplessness and laziness. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنَ الْجُبْنِ وَالْبُخْلِ. And I ask you protection from cowardness and stinginess. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنَ غَلَبَةِ الدَّيْنِ وَقَهْرِ الرِّجَالِ. And oh Allah, I ask you protection from being overpowered by debt and being overpowered by people. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ أَنْ أُرَدَّ إِلَى أَغْذَلِ الْعُمُرِ. And oh Allah, I ask you protection from returning to the state of senile. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ فِتْنَةِ الدُّنْيَا وَعَذَابِ الْقَبْرِ. And I ask you protection, O Allah, from the trials of this world and the punishment of the qabr. And then, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik wa tahawuli afiyatik wa fujaati niqmatik wa jami'i sakhatik. Oh Allah, you have blessed me with so much. Ya Allah, do not snatch these ni'mats away from me. Oh Allah, the ease and the comfortability that I'm going to, do not let these conditions change for me. Oh Allah, save me from sudden calamities, and oh Allah, keep me protected from all those things that will bring about your displeasure. After being blessed with all these protections, one should beseech Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to conceal one fault. A person should recite, Allahumma astur awratina wa amin rawatina. That, oh Allah, keep my faults concealed, and oh Allah, keep my heart at peace. And then once a person gains that his faults has been covered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the next step is to ask Allah ta'ala for forgiveness. Person should recite, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. Oh Allah, you are the most forgiving. You love to forgive. So, oh Allah, please forgive me. Then once a person has been blessed with the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then a person should take the next step and ask Allah ta'ala to bless him and to strengthen his iman and to honor him and to keep him blessed. When a person makes a dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka imanan la yartad, wa na'iman la yanfad, wa murafaqata Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wasallam fi a'la jannatil khuld. That, oh Allah, I ask you for such iman that after that I cannot become a murtad. I do not turn away from Islam. And all the ni'mah that you have blessed me with, all the gifts and bounties that you have blessed me with, oh Allah, do not let it come to an end and terminate. And oh Allah, in Jannah, ya Allah, let me be in the companionship of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then a person realizes to be what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah. A person needs to be guided. A person needs to live a life of taqwa. So then a person will make the dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-huda wa-tuqa wal-afafa wal-ghina. That, oh Allah, bless me with guidance. Grant me a life of piety, ya Allah, and keep me pure. Then, oh Allah, for me to be pure, ya Allah, and for me to be guided and to live a life of taqwa, ya Allah, I need you to guide all the decisions that I make. Allahumma alhimni rushdi wa izni min sharri nafsi. That, oh Allah, guide every decision that I make. Guide me to take the right path. Whichever step I take, ya Allah, show me the correct path and save me from the evilness of my own self. And, oh Allah, keep me steadfast on this, ya Allah. Let me live this life of taqwa. And let me make the decisions towards goodness, ya Allah. Keep me steadfast on this. Ya muqallib al-qulub, sabbit qalbi ala deenik. Oh Allah, keep my heart steadfast on your deen. Oh Allah, after you have blessed me with all this, ya Allah, keep me healthy and allow it to radiate within me and allow it to rub off in my character. Allahumma inni as'aluka as-sihha wal-iffa wal-amana wa husna al-khulq wal-radha bil-qadha. And oh Allah, this is a very confusing world, ya Allah. So ya Allah, grant me the ability to see right from wrong. So a person should make the dua, Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa warzuqna ittiba'a. That, oh Allah, show me goodness as good, ya Allah, and grant me the ability to follow it, ya Allah. Wa arina al-batila batila warzuqna ijtinaba. And oh Allah, show me evilness as falsehood as evilness and falsehood, and grant me the ability to stay away. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the munafiqeen, then Allah ta'ala mentioned some characteristics of the munafiqeen. Among them, Allah ta'ala mentioned, يُرَاءُونَ النَّاسِ وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. That they would do things for show, and they would remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very little. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once giving parting advice to Mu'az bin Jabal radiyallahu anhu, he said, Oh Mu'az, make it a habit of yours that at the end of every salah, recite the following dua. Allahumma a'inni ala zikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Allahumma a'inni ala zikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Oh Allah, I ask you to assist me in me being able to remember you, in me being able to show my gratitude towards you, and oh Allah, let me be able to worship you in the best of manners. Ulama explained that minimum a person should make shukr for 5 things daily. One is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us as human beings. Allah ta'ala could have created us as anything else. Allah ta'ala made us from ashraful makhlouqat. Then Allah ta'ala blessed us with iman. Allah ta'ala could have made us non-Muslim, but Allah Ta'ala out of His mercy and His kindness made us Muslims. Allah Ta'ala made us believers. Then Allah Ta'ala could have made us from any ummah. Allah Ta'ala made us from the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where Anbiya alayhi salam is famous, from Musa alayhi salam and Isa alayhi salam made dua to be part of this ummah. Musa alayhi salam's dua was not accepted. Isa alayhi salam's dua was accepted. We never made dua for it, but Allah Ta'ala blessed us with this ni'mah. Then ulama explained to make shukr that Allah Ta'ala took the responsibility of rizq in His own hands. وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. We don't have to go beg and ask any person. Imagine how disgraceful it was if we had to go ask a person, I need my air for today, I need my water for today. And if you upset that person yesterday and he holds it, what holds it for you? That means he controls your life. But Allah Ta'ala kept it in his control. And ulama explain that to make shukr that Allah Ta'ala is sattarul uyub. Allah Ta'ala conceal our faults. In Bani Israel, it was famous, if a person committed a sin at night, it was written on the door in the morning that this person, example, made dua, made zina. Or example, for us to understand, this person looked at the wrong sight at night, it should be described on his door. Allah Ta'ala for this ummah made it such that our faults are concealed. Ulama explained that we can extend it to health, to wealth, that Allah, and also Allah Ta'ala blessed us to be connected with deen. Allah Ta'ala made it easy for us to be connected with the righteous ulama. Then, oh Allah, once you have guided me, Ya Allah, and you have blessed me, Ya Allah, don't let my heart go off, Ya Allah, go off track. Keep my heart steadfast. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابِ. And then, oh Allah, save me, Ya Allah, from doing things for show. Do not let me get involved in ostentation and riya. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika wa ana a'lam wa astaghfiruka lima la a'lam. Then, oh Allah, after you have blessed me with all this, Ya Allah, keep me happy. Ulama explain a person who recites, رَضِيتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ نَبِيًّا. رَضِيتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ نَبِيًّا. رَضِيتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ نَبِيًّا. 3 times a day. Allah Ta'ala will bless him with eternal joy. Joy in this world and joy in the Akhirah. Then, oh Allah, you have blessed me with so much. But Ya Allah, I ask you for the greatest gift. Bless me with the greatest gift. Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk wal amal alladhi yuballighuni hubbak. That, oh Allah, I ask you for your love. No Allah, I ask you for the love of those things, of those who love you. And I ask you for the love of those actions and the guidance to do those actions which will make me gain your love. Allahumma ja'al hubbaka ahabba ilayya min nafsi wa ahli wa min al-ma'il barid. Oh Allah, make your love more beloved to me than my own self, than my family, and more than any ni'mah that you have blessed me with. Then ulama explain a person should make it a habit to recite رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Allah Ta'ala will grant a person with the goodness of this world, the goodness of the year after, and Allah Ta'ala will save a person from the fire of Jahannam. Then, oh Allah, once you have blessed me with all this, Ya Allah, don't let anybody snatch it away from me. Don't let anybody take it away from me. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu used to make the dua, Allahumma ighfir lana dhunubana wa takaffal bi ridha khusumina. That, oh Allah, forgive my sins, Ya Allah. And Ya Allah, you take the responsibility of making any claimant against me. Any person who lays a claim against me, Ya Allah, you make him happy. You fulfill him from your side. You take the responsibility to make him happy. Ulama explained that if a person reads this dua, then inshallah nobody will be able to take away from his good deeds on the day of Qiyamah. Then, oh Allah, you making it such that nobody is going to take anything away from me. But Ya Allah, I still need to go through the questioning on the day of Qiyamah. I still need to pass away. So, oh Ya Allah, ulama explained at least 25 times or 27 times a day a person should think about mort. So a person should recite the dua, Allahumma barik lana fil maut wa fima ba'd al maut. That, oh Allah, grant me barakah in my death and all the stages after my death, Ya Allah, you make it easy. And then ulama explain, a person should make the dua, Allahumma hasibni hisabay yaseera. That, oh Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, everybody has to pass the stage of questioning in front of you. Oh Allah, make my questioning easy. Enter me into Jannah without questioning. And oh Allah, save me from the fire of Jahannam. Ulama explain to recite the dua, Allahumma ajirni minan nar, at least 7 times daily. Then ulama explain that a person should read Durood Sharif at least 100 times daily. Yeah, a person could read, can read whichever durood, durood a person wants to read. The shortest durood being Allahumma salli ala Muhammad or sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But ulama explain, if a person reads Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin abdika wa rasulika wa salli ala al-mu'mineen wal-mu'minat wal-muslimin wal-muslimat, a person will be rewarded according to the number of believers there is on the earth. Because a person is making dua for all of them, a person will get the reward equivalent to the amount of believers that there is on the earth. Then a person should make it a habit of reciting istighfar at least 100 times daily. A person should recite the third kalima 100 times daily. A person should make it a habit, the third kalima being subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyy al-azim. Then ulama explained tasbih Fatimi, which is 33 times subhanallah, 33 times alhamdulillah, 34 times allahu akbar. Other narrations also, a person should recite this at least 6 times a day. Once after every salah, it's famous, we read it after Fajr salah and after Asr salah, but after Dhuhr, after Maghrib and Isha salah, a person should also try to bring this into one's life. And before sleeping at night, a person should also read Tasbih Fatimi once. Then, if a person has a sheikh and he has his daily ma'amulat, a person should try and fulfill all his daily ma'amulat daily. Then a person should make it a habit of reciting Surah Yasin after Fajr, Surah Mulk, Surah Sajdah and Surah Waqiyah after Maghrib. Then ulama explain, in this time of fitna and fasad, a person should adopt the habit of reciting the first 10 ayat and the last 10 ayat of Surah Al-Kahf daily. Some ulama of the opinion that in the morning a person should read the first 10 ayats and in the night a person should read the last 10 ayats. Inshallah, a person will be saved from all the dajjali fitnas that is around us. And then ulama explain that a person, when he wakes up in the morning, should make few intentions. Amongst these intentions, one is that, oh Allah, today I'm going to try my best to fulfill all your commands. And I'm going to stay away from all those things that you prohibited me from staying away. Ulama explained that if a person makes this intention, then inshallah you will get tawfiq to not disobey the command of Allah Ta'ala during the day. And if by chance he slept and he makes an error, Allah Ta'ala will grant him the tawfiq to turn back to Allah Ta'ala immediately in tawbah. Then ulama explained that the person should make the intention that, oh Allah, I will read all my 5 daily salah today. What? Takbir ula. Then a person should make the intention that, oh Allah, the next 24 hours, I'm not going to cause any inconvenience to any creature of yours. I'm going to try my best to keep all your creatures safe from my evil. And there is other intentions, inshallah, it will be expounded on during the day, inshallah. Then ulama explained, lastly, that a person should make this dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka min khayri ma as'alaka min abduka wa nabiyyuka wa habibuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa a'udhu bika min kulli sharri ma sta'adaka min abduka wa nabiyyuka wa habibuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa antal musta'an wa alayka al-balagh wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyy al-azim. That, oh Allah, ulama explained that this dua is so concise, but it covers all the 23 years of du'as of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's nubuwa. So a person is asking Allah that, oh Allah, all the good that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, I'm asking for it. And whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked protection from, ya Allah, you protect me. So we make dua that Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to adopt the habit of making our daily wazaif. So it will be a means of us keeping our hearts steadfast, and it will be a means of us building and maintaining our connection with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Wa akhru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. All the du'as that were mentioned today is available in the kitab called Daily Wazaif, which is printed by the Khanqa, and it is available in the bookshop.